Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow in the world.
It's Wee Wow Week.
Hello and welcome to Wee Wow, a week-long hands-on science slamathon. I'm Mindy.
And I'm Guy Raz, and it's Earth Week. All week long, we're celebrating this big blue planet that we call home and inviting you to join in on the fun.
All week long, we're listening to one of our favorite podcasts, Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling. And while we listen, we're going to be doing something good for our home planet.
And today, we invite you to join us in a project that will help your garden and the planet.
It's also a project that's kind of gross and involves rotten old food. We call it compost in a cup, because that's what it's called.
Composting is when you take decaying or rotting organic matter, like banana peels or vegetable scraps, and convert them into healthy fertilizer for plants.
And we're going to show you wow to do it right now.
You mean how to do it?
Yeah, that's what I said. Wow to do it.
Okay, well, for step one, you're going to want to collect any food scraps you might have lying around.
Yep, brought along some apple cores, some eggshells, got some coffee grounds here, banana peels, potato peels, avocado skins, and this rotten banana.
You just happen to have all that lying around?
Oh, yeah. I was just saving it all for a rainy day.
Okay. Well, on to step two. We're going to take whatever food scraps we have and turn them into gold. Plant gold.
And in addition to the food scraps, you'll need a clean jar or cup, some potting soil, and a little bit of water.
Okay, step three. You're going to mix the soil and food scraps together in the jar, and then add a little water.
Step four. In 30 seconds or less, you're going to have a batch of the most spectacular, vitamin-rich compost soil that you can share with some lucky plants to help them grow.
Actually, Mindy, it takes a lot longer than 30 seconds.
What, like 30 minutes?
More like a few weeks.
What? Where am I going to find a few weeks' worth of patience at this hour?
Well, you can have some of mine.
Oh, thanks, Guy Raz. Well, looks like we're going to have a lot of time and mushy old food scraps on our hands. How do you want to waste it?
Waste it? We're going to enjoy this time by listening to another episode of Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
Ooh!
And this one is a special travelogue edition all about plants.
Well, that was well-timed.
Riding through the solar system, our spaceship hit a rock.
Spaceship hit a rock.
We crashed.
thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Yeah. And that's something I never knew you could do with an asteroid, but it didn't matter anyway because Zeplar had already taken Mig's solar projection unit to use on her scales. She has very dry skin. But Mig was so distracted, she never even found out. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Flip, are you even listening to me? This is the full recap of the real Gooblars of Tralfamador 5. I'm trying to get you up to speed before the new episode comes out tonight.
Yeah. And I am trying to prepare for our travel pod show.
No, you're not. You're just sitting there with your eyes closed.
This is how I prepare. I prefer to spend a few minutes alone with my thoughts. It helps me to breathe deeply and have some moments of stillness and quiet before I do something important that requires focus and concentration.
You mean like watching a new episode of Real Gooblars? Good idea. I'll try it too.
Never mind. I think that will be the end of quiet time for today.
Is that what we were doing?
One of us was. I was just trying to get ready for the show.
I like to walk around and talk before the show.
This is unsurprising.
Yeah, it gets me all pumped up. All right, let's do this.
Beam it to all 42 corners of the multiverse. It's a special travelogue edition of...
Hello, space voyagers. Welcome to another Travel Pod edition of Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling. I am Mosey.
And I am known as Flip.
The planet Earth is full of incredible critters. And that includes our two-legged field reporter friends.
Correct, Mosey. Some of the smaller human Earthlings have been transmitting field reports to us at 1-833-4-FLIP-MO.
And we'll hear from some of them a little later on.
Today's travel pod is special because we will be saluting a very different kind of Earthling. Plants, the unsung heroes of planet Earth.
Now, it's sad that these life forms can't sing, but not everyone can carry a tune. Some life forms are just tone deaf, and that's okay. For example, my friend Flip here thinks she can sing really good, but it's kind of off tune.
No, Mosey. When I say unsung, I just mean that they are underappreciated. Plants do so much for this planet, and most living things take it for granted.
Of course they do, Flip. I bet plants have beautiful voices, but many Earthlings just think of them as food.
This is true. Plants do provide a source of nourishment for many Earth creatures, but they also help the entire planet breathe.
Again with the breathing?
Yes. For example, when the Earthlings who live on land breathe in the air, like so... Mosey.
Oh, right.
Their bodies are taking the oxygen out of the air and using it to run and eat and all of the other crazy things Earthlings do. Almost all Earthlings need oxygen to survive.
Can I breathe out now?
You may. And when they exhale like that, most of them push out the leftover air, which is filled with a chemical called carbon dioxide.
So, what do plants do?
I'm glad you asked. When plants breathe in, like so...
Again? Okay.
When plants inhale, they absorb the carbon dioxide. And when they breathe out... Mosey. They expel the oxygen that other Earthlings need to breathe in. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, they breathe out what everyone else needs to breathe in. Yeah. Plants are essential to the survival of this planet. Without them, no one would be able to breathe or eat.
I feel you on that, Flip. Ooh, I think I need to sit down.
Mosey, you're already sitting down.
Okay, maybe I need to lie down then.
One of the most amazing things about plant life on Earth is that these Earthlings don't eat food for energy. Like my friend Mosey here, plants absorb sunlight for energy and they drink water. So please join me in welcoming a very special guest to our travel pod today. All the way from deep under the ground on planet Earth, please welcome planet Earth's most famous earthworm, Eartha Stewart.
Hello. Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be here on this lovely ship of yours. The inside is so interesting. Very, well, structured.
Thank you. We always try to structure well.
Now, Ms. Stewart, you...
Please call me Eartha.
Okay. Eartha, you are an earthworm, correct?
That's correct, Flip. I am.
So, how does being an earthworm help you understand plant life on the planet Earth?
Oh, that's an excellent question. As an earthworm, I burrow underground. It's one of my absolute favorite things to do. I eat dirt. It's delicious. It's a joy for me. And when I do my work down there, it helps nourish the soil.
Nourishment is good, right?
Oh, it is, Mosey. But my tunneling also allows air and water to get down to the roots of the plant, which stretch out underneath it. This is where plants absorb water, so it's a good thing.
That is amazing, Eartha Stewart. You are a truly crucial contributor to this planet's ever-evolving ecosystem.
And you're good for the environment.
That's what I just said.
That's right, Flip, because it's important. Now, Eartha Stewart, we're going to play a little game on the travel pod today, and I think you're the perfect person to...
Actually, Eartha is not a person. She is an earthworm and does not have a skeleton. Therefore, she is an invertebrate earthling.
Okay. Eartha is the perfect worm for the job.
I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Great. We have four different items from Earth here on our ship. We need you to tell us if any of them are plants.
I think I could do that. It's helpful to remember that a plant is something that grows, so if it grows, it could be a plant.
Excellent. Now, we found all four of these things on the ground in various places on planet Earth.
Yeah, this one here is definitely a plant, because I've eaten it before. It's long and thin and hard and brown with a crunchy exterior.
Actually, what you have there, Mosey, is a stick, and it's not a plant.
What? But it's so delicious.
Oh, but it's an easy mistake to make because it used to be part of a plant. A stick is a tree limb or a branch that breaks off a tree and falls to the ground. Tree branches grow, but sticks do not.
And what about this object here? It has a thin green stem for a body and then a very fancy top. It is pink and white and frilly.
But trust me, it tastes terrible. Not nearly as crunchy as the stick.
Now, this one is a plant. It's a flower called a petunia. It grows in a group called a bush. And all it needs is water, dirt, and sunshine to bloom into this beautiful form you see here.
Oh, what about this one? Oh, I think it's definitely a plant because we had to pull it out of the ground. Ooh, it's heavy.
Well, that's because it's a rock, Mosey. They're very heavy, and they're frequently on or under the ground because that's where they form. But no, it's not a plant. Rocks don't grow.
Oh, Krasnitz.
Our last object interests me greatly. It is a smallish orb, red in color, with a small stem at the top.
This is very close to being a plant, Flip. This is an apple. It's a fruit that earthlings eat, and it comes from a plant called an apple tree. And they're very tasty to many earthlings.
Did you say tasty?
I've got this one, Mosey. You like sticks, remember?
Fair point.
I remember this earth snack. This is very sweet. And interesting.
Very enjoyable.
Now look on the inside. See those little brown specks? Those are called seeds. Earthlings don't usually eat them, and when they fall to the ground, they can get buried. And when they do, the seeds grow into apple trees.
Mosey!
Oh, sorry. Wrong button.
So, the apple is not technically a plant, but it comes from a plant. It feeds other earthlings, and then it makes more plants?
That's right.
That is one busy little fruit.
It is indeed. It's a good thing.
Wait. So if I bury the rock underground, will it grow into a mountain?
Not really, Mosey, no.
Well then, never mind.
Eartha Stewart, thank you for being on our travel pod today and for helping us determine what is a plant and what is not.
It was all my pleasure. Thank you, Flip.
You want to take this rock back home with you?
Thanks, but I've got several at home, Mosey. You keep that one.
Okay. Well, thanks anyway, Eartha Stewart.
Thank you, Eartha. Coming up next on our travel pod, my friend Mosey will encounter one of the most amazing plants on this entire planet.
That's right. It's my time to shine. A one-on-one interview with the incredible baobab tree. I can't wait to talk to this guy.
Yes, but Mosey, you have to remember that plants don't actually
talk. You
know,
I might be more excited about this than I am about the new episode of Real Gooblars.
Really?
Okay, maybe not that much. But I am excited for the interview.
But first, a short message from today's sponsor and our special guest.
If you want to stay in style, be crafty, and learn about the Earth under the Earth, don't miss the next episode of Underground with Eartha Stewart, planet Earth's craftiest earthworm.
Hello, I'm Eartha Stewart. I'm an earthworm, and welcome to Underground. Today we'll be working in shades of brown. I love brown. It's good. We'll also be crafting new tunnels and nourishing the soil, one bite at a time. And we'll show you what to do if you're an earthworm and you unexpectedly get cut in half. That's one way to make a new friend. Hi, I'm Eartha Stewart. Well, so am I.
We go deep and learn all about everything from soil and plants to tasteful wall hangings. It's all part of the next Underground with Eartha Stewart.
Incoming! Incoming! We are receiving transmissions from human earthling field reporters!
Hi, my name is Emma. I'm from Salem, Oregon. And something cool about the giant tortoise is that they can live to be 150 years old.
Wow!
Hoo-hoo-hoo!
Wow!
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 Hey, Flip and Mosey, this is Amelia reporting from Oxford, Michigan. Your show is so fun! One time when I was at my abuelo's house, I saw a deer standing on his legs. On hind legs, using his antlers to knock down apples. It was so cool. Bye, Flip and Mosey!
A very interesting earthling behavior.
Ooh, you can say that again.
A very interesting earthling behavior.
Wow. That is a very good point.
Mosey, I think this was an accidental phone dial from one of those furry four-legged earthlings.
Yeah, I knew that.
Hi, it's me, Sophie, from North Vancouver, Canada. Did you know that flamingos are pink because of the food they eat? such as shrimp and algae. Sophie, out.
This is making my mouth water just thinking about it.
We will be sure to add that particular earthling to our list.
Earthlings are so cool. If you have encountered any amazing earthlings in your travels, we want to know.
You can use your cellular communication device to call 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4 FLIPMO, and share your field report with us.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Welcome back to Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
The Travel Pod Edition. And today we have been examining some very important earthlings that are easy to overlook.
Earthworms?
No, plants. They are the silent heroes of planet Earth.
Right you are, Flip. Plants are important because they, sometimes have leaves and, eat sunshine. And sometimes earthlings eat them and stuff.
I really thought you had that one.
Yeah, I started out good, but I kind of lost it when I got to the leaf part.
What my counterpart is trying to say is that, as a group, plants are critical to the survival of planet Earth. They make breathable air for other earthlings. Some provide food and shelter for other earthlings, too. But they are all special and unique in their own way.
Yeah, all that. And to prove it, I'm going to be beamed down to the continent of Africa for an exclusive one-on-one interview with the incredible baobab tree.
Okay, but Mosey, I don't think the baobab tree will say anything to you.
Oh, so you want to do the interview now, Flip? You think I'm so difficult to talk to? Is that it?
No, I just mean...
Come on, let's do this. Beam me down.
Okay.
Wait, maybe I should stretch or something before you zap me all the way to...
All right. I will now initiate the broadcast connection.
Africa, or whatever it's... Hey! I'm here! Okay, well, that was unexpected. Thanks for that, Flip.
You are welcome, Mosey. Please remember that our transporter only works for short periods of time, so...
Gotcha. Well... I am here, as Flip mentioned, on the very hot and dusty continent of Africa. I think I'm on the part called the savannah, and there aren't many trees around, except that really big one over there. Hi, you must be Baobab. I'll take that as a yes. So, Baobab, can I call you Bao? Okay, then. Well, let me set the scene here. You're like 80 feet tall, about 80 feet around, and you look like you've been planted upside down. Your branches kind of stick out at the top the way roots do. In fact, you were sometimes called the upside down tree. It's kind of a wild look you got going on there. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Well, they also call you the Tree of Life because you do so many amazing things. I mean, that's a much cooler nickname, right? Right. Well, who cares what they say? That's a good point, Bao. I mean, they also call you the Bottle Tree because you can store more than 30,000 gallons of water. You can handle really dry conditions, and you're fire-resistant. Termites don't even look at you. And if your bark gets stripped off, it grows right back. You are amazing. You got it going on. And see, you don't even want to brag about it, do you? Man, if I was fireproof and termite-proof, I'd be telling everybody, but not you. You got all kinds of birds and insects up in those branches, and you got deep, strong roots that keep the soil from washing away when it rains. You're very quiet, pal. You're very old and wise tree. There's probably a million things you could tell me. Isn't there anything you want to say? Was that... Did you... about... Did you just shush me? Or was that the wind? Okay. I get it. I see what you're saying. I need to talk less and listen more, like you. Okay, you don't have to nag. I get it. You're right. And you're a very wise tree, Bao. I wish we had more time together, but I really enjoyed our talk. Yep. Okay. Well, I think you've made your point. And thank you, Baobab Tree, for being on our show. And thanks to all the plant life here. Like you. Hi, little guy. Oh, are you lonely? You look lonely. I wonder if... Maybe.
Thank you, Mosey, for that fascinating interview.
Why are you doing that thing with your tentacles?
I was making air quotes as in interview.
Okay, I get it. Goldblax gets it too, don't you, buddy?
Wait, what is that, Mosey? Did you bring a plant life sample back to the ship?
It's not a sample. It's my new friend, Goldblax, the mighty ficus. He understands me, and he listens to me.
Oh, really?
And he's teaching me how to be a better listener.
Well, in that case, welcome aboard, Goldblax!
That's all for today's travel pod. But before we go, we want to leave you with a few new travel tips.
That's right, Mosey. Today we learned that plants release oxygen from their leaves, which humans and other animals need to breathe.
We also learned that plants can supply food for other earthlings, like apples and maybe even carrots.
And some of us learned that sometimes you don't have to say a word to make a big impact. Plants can be great listeners.
Yes, indeed. Isn't that right, Goldblax? You can say that again.
Mosey, plants don't talk.
Are you sure, Goldblax?
Mosey?
Oh, I can't believe Flip would forget that.
Forget what?
I know. It's very out of character for her.
Wait, what did I forget?
So let's go watch the Holovision. It's one of my favorite things to watch. We are going to have so much fun. We've got all kinds of snacks to eat. Carrots, pencils, sticks, my absolute favorite. We are going to punch out in sticks. It's going to be so good. We're going to watch the Holovision all night. It's my favorite.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to WoW in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. just like our name!
Slip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... what does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit!
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!